Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are myriad of places all over the body of Christ where, and you have something in you already. Thank you, Lord. That if you'll just yield to God, He will use it to help people. Amen. And the more important your time becomes, come on, think about it now. Think about it. Could God pay all your stuff off? Yes. Hmm? So that you're not having to work for a living. And then you got all kind of time freed up now. Could He give you equipment and resources and opportunity? If your time became important enough to Him, He'll do that. What did I just get through saying? If you honor Him, He'll honor you. I didn't intend to get into that this morning, but we did. I can testify. Phyllis and I, little, you know, country people, no education, no background, nobody that we knew that had any money or resources or political or religious influence at all. And we stepped out basically with the clothes on our back. And God had mercy on us. And I'm talking about praying in the floor that day. When I saw that, I thought, okay, I'm not waiting on God. He told me if my focus became important to Him, He would help me. He'd give me all the equipment and money and everything I'd ever need if what I'm doing becomes important enough to Him. And I'm telling you, He did. He brought me up. He delivered us where we didn't have to work multiple secular jobs just to pay our bills. And then He added this to us. Then He added that to us. And now, you know, I'm preaching the one time, but it is the multiple of going all over. You know, you heard these countries, Vietnam, Afghanistan. I mean, this is going live in maybe 80 countries. Hallelujah. Right now, up to that much. And then also people will download this, and glory to God. Yes. Has the Lord helped me to get more done? Well, obviously, we were able to make some changes. Do you know He's no respecter of persons? Right. He's no respecter of persons. If your time and your life and your efforts become significant to Him by honoring Him, what's He going to do? Help me out. He's going to honor you by giving you opportunities you've never had. Oh, come on now. By raising up people to help you that you've never had. By giving you equipment and money and things that will redeem your time, that you can accomplish the same in a half a day that it used to take you a month. Hallelujah. Are you listening now, saints? Hallelujah. Do you believe this or not? Yes. Tell me what it's tied to. You learning how to honor Him more than you ever have before. Are you hungry to learn more then? Well, the Lord gave us five eyes of disrespect. I didn't say this is the five eyes or the only five eyes. It's the five eyes I know about right now. What were they? Help me out. Remind me. Ignoring, we've already talked about. What was the second one? Interrupting. The Bible said don't answer a matter before you hear it. It's foolish. One translation says you embarrass yourself. Surely you can let somebody finish their sentence. Finish their thought. Show respect. Don't interrupt. And that's not just interrupting conversation. There are lots of ways to interrupt. What was the third one? Intruding. The Bible said don't put yourself forth. Wait until you're invited. Don't take the best and high seat and presume. Wait until you're invited. And situation after situation, we should ask ourselves, who invited us? Who asked us in? Now, you know, it's haughty and proud to think that everybody, of course, wants my input. Well, sure, everybody wants my advice. Everybody wants me involved, believe me. Well, who are you? Who are you? that everybody is just going to be thrilled to have your input. It just ain't so. Let's get some mind renewal. Not everybody's ready for you. Did you know this? No. There are people that absolutely don't want you to open your mouth. And they're not just saying it. They really mean it. They don't want to hear what you've got to say. Well, they need to hear it. So they're going to hear it. I'm going to, you know, because I know they need it. Whether they got enough sense to know they need it or not. So I'm going to tell them, so you are not like the Lord. You're different from Him. Because He's not that way. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open to me, I'll come in. What if you don't open to him? He won't. If anybody had a right to push in on somebody and make them receive something, it is the Lord. And certainly He knows that people need to be saved. And if He's going to do anything, He would push right in and say, look, I know you don't want it now, but later on you're going to thank me because you need this. You'll be lost. But He, even in something that serious, He does not. He respects that person's right to choose to reject Him or to not ask Him in. And that is your example. That is my example. No matter what you see, what you know, how much people need what you know and what you can do, that is not all that matters. Did they invite you? Did they ask you in? If they haven't given you place, then you are not to just push in. What was the fourth one? Anybody remember? Interfering. A lot of times people intrude and then they stay to interfere. Interfering. Again, who asked you to get involved? You know, we hear the term respect people's privacy. How do you do that? What does that mean? Well, it means there are lines you don't cross. There's that which is their space, their life, their area. You know, not everybody likes for you to talk to them with your nose 2 inches from their face. You should see some of the looks I'm getting across the face. That's right. People say, respect their personal space. You go into their house, don't start moving their furniture. Don't straighten their pictures. I don't care how crooked they are. It ain't your picture. Amen. Yeah, but it's got some dust. Keep your hand off of it. It's not yours. Don't you go in the kitchen and start pulling out their stuff and doing things. Well, yeah, but you know, I've been doing this for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Well, whoop-de-doo. This ain't your house. This is not your stuff. I don't care if you've written 9 cookbooks and got your own cooking show. This is not your kitchen. Show some respect. If you're not asked, stay out. Remember Peter talking to Jesus and Jesus telling him how he was going to glorify God in his death. And then Peter looks over and says, well, what about John? What's going to happen to him? And Jesus looked at him and said, if I want him to live till I come back. Now think about what he's saying. You can tell Peter asked the wrong question, didn't he? He messed up. Jesus said, if I want him to stay till I come back, what is that to you? You follow me. We need to realize, saints, there's a whole lot of stuff in this world, in this life, that's just nothing to us. It is nothing to us. We are to stay out of it. We're not to offer our opinion. We're not to jump in and get involved. It is nothing to us. And in doing so, we will show respect. And I think you'll find a lot of times if you're respectful like that, people will so appreciate it, they will ask you to get involved. I've found that to be the case many times that people have, because I didn't jump in when somebody else did, they didn't want them in and they came and asked me, would I? What's the fifth one? Anybody remember? Turn with me to, I believe it's 2 Timothy. Everybody okay in here today? 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. You know, if the Lord's feeding you something besides just milk, that ought to excite you a little bit. It means that you've grown some, that you can take some other things. The thing about meat is you have to chew on it, don't you? And so I know some of these things we're touching on now. You don't just swallow it. If you do, you might choke. You have to go, let me chew on that a little bit. And, oh, boy. Yep. But the more you chew, the more flavor you get out of it. Right? And it's this solid food that really gives you some of the greatest strength and does something for you, doesn't it? In 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and the 1st verse, this is the God's Word translation. It says, you must understand this. In the last days, there'll be violent periods of time. People will be selfish and love money. They'll brag and be arrogant and use abusive language. Now, this 5th one we're saying that is showing disrespect is insulting. And this is part of the insulting, using abusive language. They will curse their parents, and show no gratitude. Now, let's just stop right here. Why would a child curse their parents? Well, you know, parents can do some bad stuff.
That's right.
They're human beings. But this is one of those cases where you owe them respect. Not by right of what they have merited or earned, by right of the fact that God chose them out of all the billions on the planet to be your mom or dad.
Amen.
And you owe them. Everybody say, owe them. No matter how they act, you owe them respect. And you may not be able to appreciate everything they say or do, but you owe them respect. And how many understand that respect would include never cursing them,
right,
no matter what happened or they said or did? They'll curse their parents. They'll show no gratitude and have no respect for what is holy. Can you see a recurring theme through this? And what this is the influence of the devil. God is the God of honor. He's the God of glory. Those two words are used interchangeably sometimes. The God of glory, the God of honor. God is, what is honor? It's valuing. God is the God of valuing. Well, by contrast, the devil is the devaluer. He's the demeanor, the debaser.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me